Hi, I'm Cindy Talley. I've been introducing you to the Juilliard artists coming to Kansas next week, performing an innovative project called American Fusion Into the Sun. Today, I have the privilege of introducing you to Colin Stokes. He's from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. His house was a hospital during the Civil War. He walks his dogs regularly on the battleground, or hallowed ground, as he reminds me of Lincoln's words. He started playing the cello when he was very young.
I started studying when I was 7, but I left home around age 13 to be closer with my longtime teacher in Baltimore.
How far away is that from your home?
It's about an hour and a half, and we had been commuting 3 or 4 times a week, so it just became... It became necessary, I guess, to just live there.
How'd you feel about moving away?
I was very excited. It felt like a big step for me, and I was getting to go to a new high school there, which was art-centered and much more interesting for what I wanted to work on.
How did you find your way to the cello?
I was very young, so this story I know is just what's been told to me, but I was told that I heard Yo-Yo Ma on the radio and said that I wanted to play that instrument.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the project. Tell me, what is it about this project that captures your interest and makes you say it's worth my time?
Well, initially, I didn't know so much about the project from the very beginning, but I knew the musicians I was going to be working with, and that was the first thing that drew me in, the chance to work with Kristen and Maria and Jake and the others. And then when we first met over coffee, and Kristen was describing this project as sort of multifaceted way of accessing a work so that we can sort of experience in real time with an audience 8 or 9 different ways into the music we're playing and the dance and the poetry. And I thought that was really incredible because it can be difficult with just one point of view when you're performing a great work that should have many different takes.
Do you have a way that you would define success for this adventure?
You know, in my mind, and this may be selfish, but in my mind, it's already been a success. The rehearsal process was one of the most inspiring times for me. The sense of collaboration with the dancers and who are also choreographing, and the other players coming up with this, like creating for all of us for the first time a fully staged dramatic work, was so exciting. And I've never been involved in anything like it. And I do think that this will come across. We're all so excited about this project, and it's new for all of us. So there's sort of a youthful energy that some of us might not always remember. So I think it's already been a success.
If you couldn't find a way to make a living playing the cello, would you still do it?
I think that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, priceless. You are a character. There's so much more to this man than you see on the surface, and sometimes you get a glimpse. Colin Stokes is performing with 7 other artists on Tuesday, September 2nd at the Garden City High School. Into the Sun is one night only. Get to know the other Juilliard artists and find out about ticket information on our website, hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.